Hello and welcome to Ewan Method Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from West Hills, California. In a moment, you will experience unique insight and one-of-a-kind perspective from Shaolin Grandmaster Dr. Cam Ewan. Dr. Cam Ewan, DC, has worked with patients for over 30 years and has been the world's foremost expert and leading grandmaster of Shaolin Kung Fu for nearly half a century. He's a well-known author and martial artist, frequently appearing on the covers of different martial arts magazines. He was also the technical and kung fu advisor on the original Kung Fu TV series, and thus was instrumental in bringing authentic kung fu to the international audience. To talk to Dr. Ewan, please call in now or visit our website. The guest call-in number is 646-478-3782. You can ask us a question anytime on our website. You will also find out about our exciting upcoming live events on our website. To ask Dr. Ewan a question, please visit ewanmethod.com/ask. That's ewanmethod.com/ASK. Now, here he is, live on the air, Dr. Cam Ewan.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cam Ewan.
And Marty Greenberg, co-author of Delete on the Spot Stress and Pain and co-leader of the Ewan Method. We are so excited to be here today because it is New Year's coming up, less than 30 days. Wow, we're hitting 2016. And this stream is all about deleting the cumulative effect of the entire year, 2015. Any pain, any stress, any regrets, any worries, disappointment, stress, doubts, annoyances, hurts, grievances, yes, over the entire year, we're here to delete the cumulative effect. Jeff is going to talk about what that means, deleting the cumulative effect, how this is different than other streams, since this is literally one of the most powerful streams we do of the entire year, and to really start 2016 with a clean slate. So, and be 100% infinitely strong to your New Year's resolution, so they actually turn into reality, because that's really what we want. We want everybody's New Year's resolutions to manifest in 2016. So, Jackie, let's talk about New Year's resolutions and how this stream's different and how does it really work to manifest, having the energy behind what you want, need, and desire?
Well, when things end and you want to begin on a proper direction, and so it should not be an interruption of the ending of the old year and going to the new year.
So when you get to the end of the year, are there a lot of weaknesses that come up from those people?
Oh, definitely. People have weakness at the end of, you know, the old year. But they have those spiritual experiences in the past that the end of the old year always has those cumulative effect for them and kind of make them try to be optimistic about the situation but for the new year. But from their experience, they already know that New Year's is not going to be any different. The only way to make a difference is actually change it with this insightful approach, and that's the only way to change it.
So that's what we're going to do for you today is we're going to change you, delete the cumulative effect, and really activate your physical intelligence so you have the strength behind your resolution so they automatically become reality with no effort at all. So we're going to show you that. We're going to be taking live callers today. So whatever it is that you want, whatever it is, I mean, maybe you're reflecting right now on 2015, the things that you didn't get or the things that went wrong or, like I said, maybe the stresses that you've had or doubts and whatnot. So we want that to clear. You know, maybe the methods you were using were ineffective this year. So the Ewan method is really all about not using any effort at all. It's really using your insights and your feeling, your perception, your intuition to find those answers that are right for you, and more importantly, to strengthen what it is you want, need, and desire, so it actually manifests. It's an entirely new approach to manifesting what it is that you want. So we're going to start by deleting your mind, activating your brain. Stephanie, let's talk about that, deleting your mind and activating your brain.
Well, the mind always going to be in the way of our physical potential. Have taken place for centuries. That's why all humans have been experiencing that mind. Humans think that the mind is going to actually support them to achieve what they want, but the mind is always going to sabotage and too short in fulfilling the physical potential with the physical surroundings. So by activating the brain, we connect with our physical potential that surrounds us, and things will become not easier when you have the physical intelligence instead of the mental intelligence, or some people think that would be emotional intelligence, which is really no such thing as emotional intelligence.
So pay attention to how you're feeling during this stream, as we're going to take 5 callers. And as others get better, I want to remind you, if you're new to the UN Method, that as others get better, you will improve too. So we want you to call in. The call number's on there. If you have anything at all about this year that you'd like to delete, anything about 2016 that you want to manifest, give us a call. We're going to be doing some live strengthening and deletions for you. We're going to put this book into action. And like I said, it's going to be an amazing 2016 to come in. And we want you to start with a fresh beginning, clean slate, and really have that ultimate freedom. So stay tuned to the end also, because we are giving away a free telecourse on New Year's that we have coming up at the end of December. So we'll be giving away a free telecourse at the end. So make sure you watch the whole thing. And also let us know. I mean, this is live, real energy. Thank you to all those around the world who are listening. We have people in all over, literally from China to the UK, people that it's the middle of the night for you and you're up watching. And thanks to all those amazing success stories we got from your feedback from the last one. So we love it. Keep the chat going. It's live. We're here. We read all the chat. Let us know how you're feeling. So we're going to get started. We are going to take our first caller.
All right.
323. You are on live.
Hi, guys.
Hi. And your name?
Joey.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
So what would you like in your 2016? What do you think about 2016?
Among other things, I would love to correct my vision and get rid of this small lump that's been on my thyroid for quite a long time.
Okay, a lump on your thyroid that's been there for a long time. Okay, Dr. Dean, what do you feel?
Well, he gave us two choices two of his choices, and making a comparison, actually his thyroid is weaker than his vision.
Okay.
So you could process that if you like.
Okay, so we're going to process your thyroid and find the leading weaknesses that are there, and it really has to do more about family and relationships than it is physical. So we're going to delete all your worries and hurts that you've had over the past year. So just by doing that, do you feel any sensation in your thyroid?
I feel, it's either my throat or my thyroid. I feel a little scratchiness all of a sudden.
You feel a scratchiness?
Yeah, a little scratchiness.
Okay, so it's different.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any pain in that area, just to get a baseline of where you're at?
No, I almost never have any pain.
Okay, but you said you had a lump there?
Yeah, it's been there for a long time. I know when it came up. You can't really see it unless you pull the skin back. It's not huge, you know, but it's definitely been there for more than 10 years.
Okay, so let's look at the physical aspect now that we just deleted the mental, emotional, with relationships. We're going to look at your cells, your tissues, your molecules, and really delete any toxic energy that's there. So I'm going to go ahead and mute you so there's some feedback while we do some more deletion. So what else do you feel, Dr. Ewan?
I feel he's been activated, and the activation is going to improve the movement of the molecule in that region, the atoms and the quantum particles. So that will be an increase of movement, and therefore increase the energy. The movement generate energy, and the energy kind of support the movement. So, and making that all those weaknesses to be strong. Now, what's that thing right now?
I feel energy moving very clearly. It feels pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's coming alive, right? So before it was just sleeping on you. So.
And it's really the accumulation, what Doctor and I were doing, it's the whole year. It's nothing like this going on presently, but it's really the accumulation. So, Doctor, when you say accumulative effect, let's explain what that means and the power behind that.
The cumulative effect, day by day, you accumulate the effect, or you accumulate second by second, or minute by minute, hour by hour. So if you don't look into cumulative effect, it's always going to be there, intensify whatever a person has, and you can't just strengthen one thing. You have to strengthen all the cumulative effect that people have. They could even have for centuries those cumulative effects, or even thousands of years of cumulative effect.
Okay, so by deleting the cumulative effect, how do you feel now? Same or different?
Well, I feel different.
Great.
Yeah.
A lot of deletions just processed in a very short period of time. But do keep us posted. I'm glad you did feel a change, but stay tuned for the rest of the stream and let us know in the chat how you're feeling at the end, too, because you'll continue to improve.
Yeah, great. I will. I have one quick question.
Sure.
Because I haven't heard of this before. Can the UN method be used to quickly correct nearsightedness?
It can. The UN method can be used for vision and nearsightedness. Yes, definitely.
So, I mean, your concern about it, you have to remove the concern. That's your leading weakness, having the concern about your vision. So you have concern about it, right?
Right.
So that concern actually stands in the way of you recovery back to normal from that situation. So let's remove the concern and ensure that your nervous system will connect with your eyes, and your eyes will communicate with the central nervous system. Okay, now how's your concern?
My concern is it's not there right now. Gone.
No, it's lightened up, right? So you improve when you don't have concerns. If concern would improve, right, everybody concerned would have no problem in the world, right? So as we know, people concerned and worry actually make their condition worse and actually make other people, particularly in their family, condition worse when they worry about them or concern about them.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel actually some sensation in my eyes, too. Interesting. Very interesting.
More sensation in your eyes?
Yeah, so it's hard to describe. Yeah, I just feel something.
The energy's moving.
Yeah, indicate that it's coming alive. Right? So.
Yeah,
okay,
very
well,
cool.
Great. Thank you for sharing all your shifts. And like I said, keep us posted in the chat at the end and let us know how you feel. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks to both of you.
Okay. Thanks so much. Okay, we're going to continue with more people and more callers. So the call-in number is there. Give us a call if you want Dr. Nye to resolve your 2015 pain and stress. Okay, next caller.
All right, 317.
317, you are online.
Hi. I am moving, and I was having trouble packing and getting things going. And then I took my ADHD medicine, which I have not been taking for a year, and all of a sudden I focused better and could get 10 times more things done. So can UN, the UN method, can that help me not want to go back to that medicine or not want to even need that medicine?
Okay, so the reason why you were on the medicine was to focus better?
It helps with everything. Focus, staying concentrated, starting projects, finishing projects.
Okay. How long were you on it for? Years?
Probably 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. Okay, so we're dealing with the cumulative effect. So, Dr. Jean, what do you feel with the cumulative effect and her not taking the medicine?
actually, the experience of not taking it, of other things as well, not just this medicine, but the cumulative effect of not taking something seems to be a weakening effect. So you want to ensure that the thought of not taking it will not bring up weaknesses in the central nervous system and cause that to be more challenging. When the central nervous system gets weaker or become more relaxed instead of tensing and restoring the tension and untensing of the central nervous system to make the rhythm of tensing and untensing to be stronger, and then you always have focus and you can always do things a lot faster and would not have to rely on any substance from the outside.
That would be wonderful.
When you think about that now, do you feel a shift than a few minutes ago?
I feel a little bit lighter about it.
It doesn't feel as heavy. Okay, so that's good. You noticed the change.
So you could just smooth the acute effect of dependency as well. So
dependency, that's a big one. So by the deleting the cumulative effect of dependency, how does that make you feel?
I would love to not be dependent on it.
No dependency.
That would be fabulous.
I love that. Fabulous.
I would also like to not need it, you know. So I don't know if you can help in that area of not needing it.
She's strong in not needing it, but she got a little weakness to not wanting it. So you want to go to the next level, wanting and not wanting, and having no desire for it, also a weakness. So, again, we talk about needs and wants and desire. We want each or three of those choices to be strong, and then when you separate it, a needing and not needing, that would be two, wanting and not wanting, and having desire and not having desire, then it becomes six. Then you want that sixth element come together as a hexagon to be strong, so the life hexagon would synchronize with that hexagon. So now, what's that thing like?
Well, I took a deep breath of air, so you must be doing something because it's that only happens when I have a healing. So something
so
happened.
So maybe strong to your geometric hexagon figure to be stabilized.
So that means all areas of your life, literally, relationships, finances, health, less aging, every area of your life. And what doctoring does is makes you strong. So whether with anything in life, and for everyone listening to this, applies to whatever you want, need, and desire, wanting, not wanting, desire, need, no need. You're completely neutral to that in every area of your life. And that is so significant to, you know, when you delete the accumulation of all that as well, that's really what starts you with a clean slate in 2016. So did you feel that? Did you follow that?
I did, and I have one question for you. I am going to be driving this huge truck all the way across the United States, and I'm a little nervous about that. I'm moving and starting over, so didn't know if you felt any weakness there.
Right there, moving. So let's make you strong to driving. The thought of driving a big truck weakens you.
Well, she said be nervous, but there's no weakness to nervousness, so it's really misinterpreted that you're nervous.
Right.
And then when you misinterpret, you kind of bring up all your family misinterpretation of what's going on in their life. And you connect with their misinterpretation. Now, how's the nervousness now compared to before?
Well, I feel better, and again, I took a deep breath, so that's you're doing something.
Right. So whatever you think it is, you know, we're not doing something. We just, you know, connect with you and process it with you because you are doing it along with us.
You feel yourself doing it with us? You're open.
I did.
You're receptive. You're allowing all this to process. Oh, that's great. It's great. A lot of processing. So you'll have a great move when you think about driving that truck.
She's not nervous anymore.
When you think about driving that truck, how do you feel now?
I feel better about the truck. The only concern I have is about my business in Sedona, because I'm starting a brand new business in Sedona, brand new.
Well, there's another thing that's not about the truck, right? So it's really not about your business. Since you mentioned Sedona, you know, that's a weakness for you. So make it strong for Sedona and make Sedona strong for you. Okay?
Yeah, there's some powerful energy.
Now, when you think about it again, what does it seem like your business?
Well, it feels better because I'm smiling, so something's happening there. Thank you.
Right. So it's not your business. It's really that part of the country, and it weakens you, and you don't know it weakens you, and that's really the problem when people don't know what's going on, right? It's almost like you are lost in your life, and you don't know what's going on. So that's why insights are so crucial for humans to reacquire their insight, so we could know what's going on, right? So other living creatures, they all have insight. Insight is a physical attribute, it's not a mental. We always think insight is mental, but as you know, animals have insight better than humans, right? And they don't have the mind, except the spirit and the body. So we have to be more like animals, and it took me decades to realize that. So I finally came to realization where before, just from the results that we acquire for others that give us this path that we know is right because it leads to immediate results and no argument about it. You know, it's all about results. And anyone could do that.
That's right. Anyone can do
I do the UN method, and it works many, 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 many times that I've tried it. So I love the system. Sometimes I just get stuck somewhere and can't feel the which one is stronger or weaker. That's when I call you guys.
Okay, that's good. Until you experience it more, and automatically, in comparison quickly, what is weaker of the two.
So we just activated your insight so that you can feel the difference between strong and weak even more so. So it just comes at you like a laser. Like it's just there.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you felt all those shifts. Have a wonderful move. Enjoy Sedona. Your business is going to fly, and keep us posted on all your success.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Okay. Thank you so much. All right, so you can see up here, again, I want to remind you, for those who are new to the UN method, the deletion octagon is nothing more than just eliminate free, independent, release, protect, forgive, and forget unconditionally. And we're wiping literally the cumulative effect of your whole year, which is in just a few minutes. So it's fast. And I also want to remind you, for those who are new, it's all about the insight pentagon, what Dr. June just said about having your feeling, your perception, your intuition to find what's strong and weak for you. And the key fundamental principles of the UN method is finding your reasons, causes, and sources behind why your resolutions aren't being met, why the things in your life are not happening. You know, maybe you've done the same thing over and over and over again, and you're not getting those results that you want. And it's really, you know, you've got it, like she just said, you know, feeling the difference between strong and weak. That's where it's at, and that's where you find what's right for you. There's no cookbook recipe. Everybody's different. And that's why, you know, as people call in, you'll see Dr. Yun and I just go right to the root cause. And that's why the UN method is so fast, because we're just using our insight and finding what's right and wrong for you, what's strong and weak. Wherever your weaknesses are, you just strengthen it. You know, a lot of people ask us, how do you find the weaknesses? And that's, again...
Well, your brain would find it.
Your brain.
Yes.
So it's all about activating
not
your brain.
Not your mind. Your mind would continuously argue about it and confuse about it.
So, you know, that's why Dr. Yun teaches this New Year's course every year, because it's a constant updating. It's so important to keep this activation strong. It's continual life improvement. So, Dr. Yun, what would you say on why do you teach this New Year's course every year? Like, why is it so important?
What I say is update. It's a constant improving, not coming from me, just receiving, you know, the download of improvement of of people knowing and the surrounding, the world around us, would acquire more knowing. But of course, we will connect with more of the physical knowing, and we will connect with the infinite physical universe
that
gives us the answer of knowing to make things happen.
So when you turn on your computer, your biocomputer, you activate your brain receiver, and you're connected with the universal intelligence, that wisdom is coming through, and you're going to know what's strong and weak for you. You're going to strengthen yourself to your New Year's resolutions. And, you know, what do you have to say more about, like, insight? People always ask, well, we don't have the insight that you and Dr. Ewan have.
Well, everybody has insight. You just have to make sure that you're strong with the insight, and your geometric figure will be strong in supporting insight. So insight is just a natural thing that people have, right? Or animals have insight. So even a turtle have insight, right? So
so what is it about this dynamic 2016 and this universal surge that's happening? You know, it's been like,
well,
it happens every 20 years. What is that all about? What's the feng shui?
That's a feng shui principle that there's a 20-year shift, and this is the beginning of the 20-year shift for prosperity, particularly about money and finances. And you do things related to money and finances, your energy will be there to, support you. Of course, you want to ensure that there's no weakening effect coming from other members of your family and people close to you, so you could pinpoint and make it even stronger. Then it would be just a natural connection with money and finances. We're surrounded by money and finances, so there's no reason why anyone should be worrying and concerned about money and weakened by money, and it should not, it should not be there for anybody.
So we're going to continue and show this, demonstrate this live for you, everything that we're talking about, because it's not so much we're talking. This isn't, given Dr. Ewan's courses, this is so much about information.
No, it's never about talking.
It's
all about finding that weakness and allow that weakness strengthen itself, and we will direct you to process it and make comparison which would be the leading weakness, and by pinpointing it, it automatically actually strengthens itself.
That's it. So we're going to take another live caller and do some more demonstrating.
All right, 503.
503, you're on live. Okay, we'll take another live caller.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Loud and clear. What's your name?
This is Scott.
Scott. Okay, great. Scott, how are you feeling? How was your 2015? What would you like new in 2016?
Well, new in 2016, I've got a few things I'd like to see different. One of them, I'm sure, is many people can relate to. I'd like to actually finally lose that weight. I have a tendency
losing
to
weight.
Stress.
That's a big one. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. What else?
Yeah, so it's stress. I'm also starting up some new business projects, so I'd like those to go well. And I want to be a more effective parent to my son as well.
Okay, those are three really good ones, being an effective parent. And when I tune into your business, I do feel that. I do feel that your business and being a parent affect your weight. So, you know, things come in threes, fives, and it seems to me that your first primary weakness is really your business. So let's take a look at that. And what kind of business is it?
So I'm working on the startup business of a new consumer product.
Okay.
And
all right. So
yeah.
Right there. Yeah. I don't need to know a lot. I just wanted to know what it was because I feel there's some financial weakness there. So, and there's some worry, and a couple of people in particular involved. So first I'm going to strengthen you to the people that are involved that you're working with and as a team to make it happen. So there needs to be synergy in the team to make that happen and to be the finances there also. So I'm strengthening you to that. And then I'm also, your family comes in right after that. So I'm strengthening your family to the business because there's some of your energy that's like, it's not – the business is strong, and then your family has to be strong, and it needs to integrate. So I'm making you strong to your family, because that tends to, it's wonderful in a way, but you're kind of drained in a way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make your vitality there. I'm going to strengthen your central nervous system, your spinal cord, and strengthen and delete all the cumulative effects, not even from 2015, actually, which is interesting, but the cumulative effects from when you were growing up. There's a lot of some negative emotions there from your parents. So I deleted your childhood, and then I strengthened right now what's going on in your life to be an effective parent and your business. So just with that said, when you think about your business and you think about being an effective parent, is it the same or different?
It feels lighter. There is one other business issue that I'm having to finish because something that ended this year, and I've got some loose ends with a former business partner, so there's some conflict there. So there's also stress and draining energy around that.
Okay, so the draining energy. Let's strengthen that. Coming to an end, we can do. So 2015 coming to an end, all the past endings of all the years, of like the last 10 years, and coming to the end of a business. So just the end, I strengthen that. How does it feel now when you think about it? Starting clean slate.
My gut feels a little bit better.
Your gut feels better, okay. Do you have any concern at all about it now? I mean, is the concern there? We want to make you completely neutral. Like you have no concern at all.
I think there's probably still some, because there may be some legal issues associated with wrapping that up.
Let's delete any kind of doubt and any kind of stress related to that. But it's, like I said, it's more, I'm going to strengthen, like push the envelope with finances and make that in your favor and strengthen you to the finances. And there's some energy in your lower back that I'm also strengthening, because the energy tends to get stagnant there. And that stress also expands your belly area, I would say. So it's not so much food or overeating. It's just you're actually like accumulating a lot of energy and thought, which is making you expand. And a lot of that has to do with finances and business and your family. So let's delete that so that you feel empty and make all the toxic energy leave your body. So the energy is just going to go down and out the bottom of your feet, your exit portals, and lighten you up so that it's easier for you to lose weight as well. Okay, so let's go back to that legal issue. When you think about that now, does it still bother you, or does it have less of an effect?
It's definitely lightening up, and I could actually feel stuff coming out of my gut when you're working on me.
Okay, that's good. There's one other big thing that I feel, and that's karma. So chances are, actually 99% of the time, when you're in any kind of legal issue at all with partners, whatnot, there's a karma there. And it's not so much direct karma as indirect karma. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to delete the karma so that it just naturally resolves on its own and that it's in your favor, like I said. So when that energy neutralizes, the situation just balances out, and you automatically move forward with strength and not have that. It'll become a non-issue. It'll work out for you. How does it
Wonderful.
Feel when you think about that now?
And sometimes,
like I said, it's not something that you even notice right now, but the situation plays out and it's totally different. But consciously, are you feeling this?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, good.
There's a little bit more light around the situation and the circumstances.
Okay, good.
The other thing around the eating is, or the weight, is I know when my energy is low, I have a tendency to go towards more carbohydrates and sugars. And so I wonder if there's anything around. And if I skip carbohydrates and sugars, eat lots of fresh vegetables and lean meats, I can eat a lot, okay. and the weight comes off very quickly. But
okay.
I find when I get kind of the trap with when I get stressed or low energy, I really start to crave the breads or the sugars and
okay,
so I wonder if there's some
food. I get what you're saying, but that's kind of a myth too, and doctors didn't talk about that right now. But let's make it strong so that whatever you eat is okay, and if you're craving those breads and carbohydrates, like, you want to be strong with or without it. So I'm just going to increase your internal energy and your cells, your molecules, your atoms, and just increase your vibration so all your molecules and cells, the energy speeding up and speed you up to the speed of the planet. And just by increasing your oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, your growth hormone, and right into your central nervous system, it's not going to matter what you eat. Dr. Ng, you want to comment on the food as well?
Sure. So you want to be stronger than the food, and you don't want food to be weakened you, or the choice of different food weakens you. And it weakens you not so much the food and the calories of food or nutritional value of the food. It's really the misinformation about it that actually make you kind of excessively relax your body cells and tissues. So your body become enlarged, having more space to accumulate more substance. So it's not about food. If you look at food and use your insight, food isn't number one. It's like number 20. So you got like 19 things that increase your body size and body weight. It's not food. We just misinterpret it. And when we misinterpret, or the misinterpretation comes from other people, we actually tend to relax ourselves even more. Otherwise, we would have a reaction. We might even go ballistic with the misinformation that we get it from people.
Did you follow that?
Well,
yeah.
But now that you are...
Do you feel any different to that?
Now you're stronger about having your body become, you know, the body that you would like to have now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all you do is just tense your body and untense it. You'd be doing the same thing other living creatures do, right? You just tense and untense, right? You don't see... animals, exercise, and they're not concerned about what they eat. They're stronger than the food they eat, right? Only humans kind of like weakened by just the sight of food. In fact, they gain weight just looking at a picture of food instead of eating it.
Right.
So it should not happen for you, okay?
Wonderful.
All right, is there anything you'd like to share as that was processing?
Well, I mean, I just feel... lots of energy moving lots of different areas, and I'm going to look forward to seeing how things shift in the next couple weeks. Actually, I have one question. So what about, do I have anything about sleep apnea? Or sometimes I don't get as good night's sleep. I'm just wondering if there might be something go with the oxygenation when I sleep at night.
So essentially, you're concerned about it, right? A little bit concerned about it.
Your
sleep apnea, right? Now, the situation is that in your particular case, those are the experiences that come up from your spirit. So we just remove those experiences from your spirit. And secondly, again, back to misinterpretation, because people think, your sleep apnea is like oxygen and all that. But actually, anything that physically weakens your sleep is really the room you're in, right? So that weakens you more than, the oxygen and the air and all that. Now, when you think about sleeping apnea or sleeping as a problem now, you still relate to it as a problem?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that.
I mean, you still think of your sleeping as a problem, basically.
When you think about
I know sometimes... Yeah, maybe just a little bit.
It shifted, right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of shift, and I do. My sleeping is a little bit unpredictable. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be awake, and then other nights I'll feel like I get a whole night's sleep. But sometimes I don't always.
Okay. Well, the something that's unpredictable is what troubles you, and it has nothing to do with your sleep. So your uncertainties in life is what troubles you. So you have to delete the cumulative effect of the uncertainty you have this year and all the previous years, and you're not going to have any uncertainties left right now. Think about that again. Unpredictable now. What does that seem like?
There's more calmness around it.
Right. So.
Okay, good. That's great. That's where you want to be.
You can predict anything you want, right? So nothing is unpredictable, right? You have the computer. You have your brain. You can predict anything you want into the future.
And that's really what this whole stream is about. You know, you want to predetermine your future. You want to change the weaknesses before you get there.
Well, people have to consider themselves having this intelligent computer. And computers do have intelligence. You know, a lot of people say computers are dumb machines and the humans are intelligent. Well, there's no truth to that. Okay, so.
All right, well, thank you so much. That was a lot. Your business, being a great parent, you know, a lot of changes, your sleep apnea, your weight. So a lot of things. You see, you have the speed of a human method, and a lot can be done in a short amount of time. But it is about continual life improvement. So see how you feel for the rest of the stream. Keep us posted and let us know.
Super. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you so much for sharing. Okay, so I know there's a lot of people talking in the chat. So an interesting comment that we did get was that you say that you're not doing it for them. And then I said, with the UN method, we're not really doing this for them. I mean,
well,
you have to be
we
open
get to the point where, you know, we get to the point, they have to be open to themselves. No, not to the method and not to us.
And what happens when they're open to themselves?
Well, then they could change when they're open to themselves, and they would accept themselves the way they are and make a comparison what they have to go with themselves.
So we're strengthening you. At the same time, you have to be open. You have to be receptive.
Well, we just make everyone open.
And that's what we're
so
doing.
It's not a,
if you're not open,
you have to drill yourself to be open, right? Yeah, I mean,
and if you don't have the insight, we program that in for you.
That's
we
true.
Reset
that's
your mind, your body.
All living creatures in nature have insight. Right?
Okay,
so,
and so for those of you who can't feel the difference between strong or weak, it's nothing more than your brain, you know.
You know, your mind kind of getting in the way. Because your brain will know what's strong, what is weak.
And that's the more you're on these calls, the more you're on these free streams and doctors' courses and clinics, the more that becomes refined. And even, you know, myself, the more I'm part of this and the more I reset my own mind, body, spirit. I mean, sometimes it's just a quick reset. You know, you just you get off in life, you have hectic days. Some days are good, some days are bad, but when you feel like you've lost that neutrality, you just reset.
You know, when you stay with it, you always have a good day. Now and then you have a 2 seconds of bad time.
You come back, you get that reset.
Not going to have bad days, maybe a 2 seconds of bad
Yeah, the key is how long it lasts. I mean, if something happens, you want to be able to get yourself out of that quickly. And that's really, you know, you're your own self-master with the movement method, and you're able to bring yourself out of it very, very quickly. So, all right, we'll take another live caller.
All right, 703.
You're on live. Okay, 703, you're on live.
Hi, there. Hello?
Okay, so how is your 2015, and what would you like, you know, better, new beginnings in your 2016?
I would like to delete all money and financial issues. That seems to be kind of ongoing thing.
Okay, what are you doing right now for work?
Right now, I started working full-time again in July after 4 years of trying to get my business off the ground.
Okay. Okay, what kind of business?
It was health and wellness.
So you had a health and wellness business. Do you still have that now? Is that what you're doing?
No, I went back to corporate, and I do some of that on the side, but I'm not spending as much time doing it. And I would love to go back to it. I loved and enjoyed it. It was just not working for me. I felt like I was putting more energy in and I was getting things out of it.
Okay, so right now you're in the corporate world.
Correct.
Okay, and do you enjoy it? Because when I tune into you, I'm sensing that there's some friction. Like you're not really doing what you love, and you're doing it more for financial purposes than what you enjoy. So
exactly.
That's kind of where what I'm picking up on. So there's a part of you that doesn't feel that deserving energy, and it comes really from your ancestors, that they didn't feel like deserving of really doing, you know, having a job where you really enjoy it. So like work doesn't feel like work, it's just doing something that you really love. So let's delete all the ancestors, literally, not just in, we're not talking about the cumulative effect of 2015 even, just like for many, many years that go back, this life, past lives, all your ancestors. So ancestors can play an enormous,
all the time.
So we just deleted all your ancestors just by doing that. When you think about doing something that you love and also being very successful at it, do you feel a difference?
I definitely feel the shift. I'm still shifting. And I feel that it's possible now. I feel that,
Okay, so there's some anger and there's some frustration. So there's a lot of negative emotions there also on a deeper level. So let's delete all your negative emotions and any, like, criticism, blame, judgment about yourself, about others, what happened in the past, and mostly in, like, 2013 and 2014. So 2015 feels okay to me, but when I tune into 2013 and 14, those years have more weaknesses. So I'm deleting the cumulative effect of both of those years, just wipe it out down to zero, clean slate. So now that that's been done, you feel really strong to the surge of energy that's coming in 2016, because it's going to be a really powerful year. And actually, right at the end of this year, it feels really, really strong for you. Like there's going to be a big shift for you. But most importantly, what you said, you feel strong to finances now, and you really do feel strong to doing what you love. So the choice is just going to be there for you. The actions you take, I'm strengthening you to the action that you take so that your actions in life will be faster and they'll be more leaning towards, you know, what you enjoy. When you think about switching, like completely, like just leaving corporate America and going, not even going back to what you were doing, just really doing what you love. Do you feel strong with that? Because I sense a little fear there. So as I'm saying this,
yeah.
I'm deleting your fear.
Yeah.
So now that I deleted your fear and any blocks that I also felt and activating your brain more than your mind, because your mind was really there sabotaging you. Just by doing that, how do you feel?
I feel open to it. You know, I feel open to it. I mean, physically, I feel like inside me, like there's more space, and it's there's a sense of okayness there with the whole idea.
Okay, that's good. I sense it in your heart area too. I mean, your brain's activated, but I sense a flowing energy in your heart now that I didn't feel that before because of the ancestor block. So see what happens. You know, I mean, we all have choice, but we have to be clear of a lot of things in our past that are negatively affecting us. For you specifically, it was your ancestors, and those negative emotions. I mean, you know, every single action you take is based on things that have happened in your past. And when you clear that of the past, your actions will then attract what you want, need, and desire automatically. So it's not like you have to go and still think about it and what you're going to do. It's just going to happen now. Do you feel that, Zachary? What do you feel for him?
I strongly before. Of course, when you continue to use your brain, your internal computer, instead of your mind, which is the program, things will become better, more straightforward.
So is there anything you'd like to share? Did you get any insight out of this?
I do feel a sense of clarity, like a path in front of me through my whole body, but there's still a little fogginess in the head region, and I'm just wondering if that's just because I know I use my mind quite a bit.
No, let's get rid of it. You should not. Let's get rid of that. I just deleted it. It was really coming from not your head area, but more like your lower back and your coccyx, your sacrum area. So it's going to push that energy down and out. And so the energy is not coming up, but it's flowing down and it's leading in your external exit portal. So how does that feel now? Do you still feel that in your head?
No, I don't. I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, good. Okay. You got a good
also
one.
Had a...
You're ready to start 2016, clean slate, get that 2016 surge energy coming. I'm glad you got this blast of energy today. Keep us posted in the chat. You know, join more of our streams and keep us posted on your success.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Okay,
all
thanks
right.
for coming on.
Thank
okay,
you.
So everybody who's listening, you know, pay attention to how you're feeling in your body. We're going to do some group deletion right now. So we want everyone to just think about what your New Year's resolutions are for 2016, what you want better. Darkroom's going to tune in to the collective energy right now, being on here live, and we're just going to strengthen your life hexagon, every area of your life, your relationships, your finances, make you strong to less aging, delete all your self-criticism, your judgment, your blame, open up so you're more self-accepting, more self-loving, more neutral, turn on your brain receivers, activating your central nervous system, activating all the cells, molecules, and atoms in your body. Let us know if you're feeling this energy, because this isn't limited by distance, not limited by one-on-one callers. And yes, we're able to feel everybody, every single person that's on here is a group, and we're pretty much tuning into the collective energy and making this vibrational energy. We're strengthening and doing these deletions for you, strengthening your insight as well, and we're making your 2016 new beginning hexagon really strong, which is your perception, intelligence, telecommunications, awareness, intuition, and karma. We're strengthening that. So, Dr. Jean, how does everybody's 2016 new beginning hexagon feel?
It's like 90%, so we want to ensure the external boundaries more uniformly strong in different direction of the boundaries.
Okay, so people are saying they're feeling this, that it's incredible. They feel the surge of energy, which is great. Deep breathe. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so everybody take a deep breath in. Let the energy flow. We're going to activate. What else are we going to activate? Besides strengthening their spinal cord to 100% infinite potential, oxygen, nitrogen, growth hormones make you more strong. And what else do you feel?
Well, I feel like the future descendants, whether they're going to have future descendants or decide to have it or not, that has to be changed, and that has to be initiated by us changing the future generation. So the future generation not going to continue to be uncertain and having ailments that no one should be having.
And also moving into your all-life achievement, meaning your neutrality is there, your action is strong for 2016, your finances, time, loss, aging, fitness, career purpose, health, relationships. These are all things in the telecourse that's coming up on New Year's. At the end of this month, that's amazing. Dr. Yoon actually strengthens you to your all life achievement and really going into 2016 with a clean slate. So, Dr. Yoon, do you have anything to say about the all life achievement?
It seems to be comparatively strong, so there's really no input that's needed.
Okay, so let us know how you're feeling. In the chat, we want to make sure that we take all the struggling energy out of you and just make sure that you feel this ease, that, you know, life doesn't have to be hard. I mean, that's what the UN Method is about. It's about continual life improvement, making 2016 a life without pain, without stress. And you see just with the people that we talked to on the phone today how fast this is, you know, with just in a couple minutes was possible. So, you know, if that's possible in a couple minutes, I mean, a whole class, a whole teleclinic, I mean, a lot possible. So for those of you who wrote in the chat about specific things in your life that you do want better and you do want those resolutions to happen, if you like this and you want more, then we do invite you to our New Year's course and clinic. A lot of people ask what the difference is between the two. You can do both or you could do one or the other. The course is more about, you know, experiencing the method, and as Dr. Ewan, you know, teaches his principles, he's activating it. He's downloading and he's activating and updating your own internal computer as he teaches, and he directs you through this live experience. It's all about this internal change and aligning you to the 2016 energy and resetting and restarting your internal bio computer. So you get brand new geometric charts that, you know, a whole bunch of these figures, and he works through them with you, activates them for you, and he activates your insights even more so. So it's crisp and clean, and you can do this on yourself, your loved ones, your family. If you are in the business of improving people's lives, or you do like to coach people, maybe you're a healthcare professional, or maybe you just want to learn this to do it on your kids or your loved ones, this is for you. The Ewan Method does, you know, strengthen just about anything in life, whether it's a physical element, physical pain, relationships, finances, you name it. So if there's specific things in your life, that's where the clinic is. I mean, if you every week for 5 weeks, and Dr. Ewan's New Year's clinic is coming up, you can submit a personal issue. And Dr. Ewan, in the clinic, there's 5 calls, and Dr. Ewan will, you know, specifically strengthen you for, and resolve your personal issue. So a lot of times people take both so that your personal issues are resolved and you also learn how to do it. So we do have a bundle. You can go ahead. There's links. If you want any information at all on this, go ahead and click the links on this page. You can look at our all events calendar. It is coming up soon. The course actually has a free lesson with it. It's a pre-2016 New Year special that will thrust you into the new year with unimaginable potential. It comes with the course, and there's also one with the clinic. So the timing is critical timing, how we time this, because the calls literally are a few days before the new year. And being part of that, Dr. Ewan, let's discuss, like, what happens, like, this surge of energy, like, coming to the end and deleting all of that and being strong to come into an end and, you know, entering this new year. What's new within, what's so critical about that timing of the year?
Well, that transition that we already established that from our insight and the feng shui master's insight that this is the 20-year shift in terms of more prosperity for not just for few individual, but actually for many people in the world. So if you are accustomed to having your insight using and you achieve it or acquire it so much easier than just standing there passively and not doing anything. And I'm not saying you're going to do a lot of things. You just do the right thing, and that right thing would make everything so much more flowing and effortless.
Okay, so it's all about that flowing energy, that effortless ease energy, and that's what we want for you. We want your life to get better. We want your 2016 to be the best year of your life. We want everything that you want to actually manifest, and it's easy. It's just really about having that energy behind what you want, need, and desire. And we all, like I said, have different reasons, causes, and sources for what's going on in our life. So the Ewan Method is all about finding those reasons, causes, and sources. Dr. Ewan will also lead you through more of these for ultimate freedom. He's going to go through rejection, not rejection, accepting, not accepting, neutral for all areas of your life. Take you through neutral choices. So if you have difficulty making choices in your life or things aren't happening, maybe you made the wrong choices, there'll be a full deletion process on that as well. And if never what you think, try that. Dr. Ewan's going to lead you through mastery and self-expertise and taking charge of your life, taking charge of you, your life, your family's life. And for those of you who want to be better parents, for those of you who want to take charge at work, to, you know, make more money, to have your relationships better. So it's really just whatever it is you want, need, and desire. So it's never what you think. Dr. Ewan, why is it never what you think?
Because we're so used to not utilize our insight to actually inform us, and we don't have to mentally think about the situation because our physical intelligence pinpoint the answer so quickly that no thinking is really involved because people's mental thinking just slow everything down people don't achieve anything because of the slowness.
So, and that's a lot what takes place in the course and the clinic. So, Justin, you just delete the mind, speed them up?
Well, we constantly want to delete the mind and want to be up the body, and we're not going to feel like we're so overwhelmed by our surrounding that we follow people to give you advice how to slow down. You know, it's not about slowing down. It's about speeding things up internally that everything would kind of become slow for you.
Right.
When you speed everything up internally, there's no rushing to anything.
Right. Well, so, and the best part about these free streams, too, we do send a replay out of this, just like with our course and clinic. You don't have to be live. If you join, the calls are available in your membership area. And the best thing about it is you can act. This is one of few things around the world that is offered like this. You can literally write into Dr. Ian what your issue is. You don't have to be on the call live for those of you who are in Europe or in China, different time zones, and you'll feel it real time. So, right, Dr., they don't have to be live actually on your clinic call. You process it for them, and even if you're sleeping at that time, you still get it. It's incredible.
Well, it's not incredible. It's just natural. I mean, if you have a name and an email, they will get the benefit.
So once you register, doctor's got your name and your email. Like you just heard him say, you just like, you know, the course, you can ask questions every week. In the clinic, you can submit your personal request. And like I said, you don't have to be on there live, which is the best part. There's the replays available in the membership area. But anyways, I want to thank you all so much for attending tonight. And right now we are actually going to give away a free course, and I'm looking here at the chat. I've been watching the chat this whole time, and I see someone named Scott. I don't know who you are, Scott, but if you're there, Scott, let me know in the chat right now. I want you to contact us at youinvested.com. So, Scott, yes, you're here, Scott. You just won the New Year's free telecourse. So give us an email. Send us an email right now at contactus@youinvested.com. Congratulations. You're in for an amazing course. We want everyone to attend. But like I said, we do give away a free course on every free stream. So regardless of whether you're going to join us for our upcoming course in clinic New Year's, join us for more free streams because we do offer these every month. So wonderful, Scott. Congratulations. We love you all. We're sending you, we're blasting you all energy and strength. We're deleting all your negative emotions on this call right now. We're deleting all the criticism from the entire 2015, all judging, blaming, complaining, defending, regretting, vengeful, worrying. Dr. Yoon, do you feel that same slate for them?
In comparison, yes. It's very strong. Lot stronger than we've begun today. And by making a comparison, it's by a million times stronger, actually.
A million times stronger. Wow, amazing. So we're deleting all that since 2015, and we're pushing you into 2016 with a clean slate. We're directing you strength for that energy in 2016. And also, if you're ready to take the next step, you can go ahead and click on the link, join us in the upcoming new Ambassador Extended New Year's Telecourse and Clinic. Dr. Ian will share more of this insight and take it even further into what you experienced here on this stream. But again, the links are there for you. Just click. It gives you the time, the date, all the information. If you have any logistical questions, just send us an email. Contact us at youinvested.com. And for those of you who have just personal stuff you want to talk to Dr. Ewan about or whatnot, he does do personal consultations. So at ewanmethod.com/consultations, you can check it out there if you want a personal consultation. But for the most part, blessings to everybody. We're wishing you the most amazing, fabulous 2016 and strengthening you that for that amazing universal surge. Your brain is now strong. You're activated. You're in touch with that higher intelligence. And again, for any of you who want just even more than what we do, join us. I can't thank you enough for joining us here today live. We love you all. We're giving you big, big energy hugs. And is there anything you'd like to end on?
No. Great job. Thank you.
So thanks again, everybody, for joining all around the world. We got people from just about 40 different countries that are part of the UN Method. So, again, exciting. Make this an exciting, amazing year for you. Make it the best year of your life. And with that said, we'll see you next time, everybody. Thanks for being here. Bye-bye.